What's up, guys? Welcome to Rice and Beans. We've got a semi-full house tonight. Big O and Jester in the house, and look who we caught while hanging around outside.
All charges were dropped.
So we invited him back in.
We got a host and two chubby chubs.
Hey.
There won't be any red dots showing up on our maps.
Not today.
They were cleared.
Acquitted. Thank you. Come again. I do like how you have the crime scene posted behind us. So.
Well, this one.
How long did it take you to stand in that formation for them to put the chalk outline?
Who said I was standing?
This will be a whole lot easier if you just lay back.
And don't fight. This one's still squirming.
Stop crying. Stop crying.
Listen, if you stop for 2 seconds, we'll give you a lollipop, sir.
You initiated it.
And remember, kids, you got to see the candy first.
Yeah, because they could be lying.
Wait a minute. I've been doing this wrong for 20 plus years?
or it has been doing it right.
You got to know when to hold them.
Right. Exactly. And speaking of knowing when to hold them, perhaps holding letters that were completely unnecessary, I guess more necessary than the pee and pneumonia, some might say. Singer Tevin Campbell came out of the closet in a very verbose letter about it. Kevin,
why?
We already knew.
Yeah. The secret's been out for a while.
You look at the pictures, you listen to the talk, and you hear him sing. Okay, he's got an angel's voice. All right, so we'll give him that. But, I mean, besides the other stuff, why do we really need to know, right?
Exactly. The music should speak for itself. And it says you're gay. We didn't need the letter.
Well, I mean, George Michael, Freddie Mercury, I mean, come on, right?
Yeah, I mean, who cares?
Oh, you saw that porn too?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. 10 times. I mean, no, what?
Yeah, no, that's like, you're right. Like, why the fuck do we have to know? Like, why does it have to show up on my fucking feed?
I mean, if I was over there and we were having a party and I came up to you, Cookie, and I said, I'm 100% heterosexual. I love vagina. What would you say to me?
We all have our bad days. Now follow me.
Touché. I mean, I wouldn't be openly telling you my sexual preference in any event whatsoever. There's no need for it. I mean, why would you just go out and announce it to the world? We don't care about your life. Sing a song and make us happy.
Yeah. Do your job. Do your job, puppet.
All right. Bill Belichick right there.
Yeah, no. I mean, like, what... does it make the music any different,
right?
Now that the letter came out, does it?
Yeah.
Does it? I mean, I guess, does it make it any different? It's like fucking 30 years old now.
He didn't age well either.
We're not spring chickens anymore. And neither is he.
Yeah, and then, you know, all these people coming out. It's okay that you come out. Don't get me wrong. I mean, if you're in the limelight and you just want to say it one time, sure, but. Don't go flamboyant. Just tell the whole world 50 million times. Get it out of your system. Move on from there. I mean, JoJo Suiya, is that how you say her name?
Siwa?
Dance Kids. Siwa. Talking about her sexual preference. Okay, cool. All right. You like women. You like to plunge mop the floor. All right. It's fine. You know, someone uses you and then discards you. I mean, now you've set yourself.
Welcome to my world. Jeez. I mean, you're an entertainer. You're here to entertain. Your political views and personal views are of no importance to me.
Oh, you know what? I thought you were going a different route on that. I was going to say, how do you get two plungers? Dudes don't do that.
That's like, a whole different show.
That was like the BK thing in the UK where it was like two tops and two bottoms for Pride Month.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for bringing that up when I fucked up that fucking ad, right?
Throw another shrimp on the barbie.
That's Austrian. Austrian.
Australian?
If it makes you feel better, most people thought we were doing a bit from Dumb and Dumber.
Either way, it worked.
It's gold. And if you're confused, you're scratching your head, like, what the fuck are they talking about? You're going to have to go check out the previous season. It's in there.
Yeah.
We'll make it an Easter egg.
Definitely. It wasn't my shining moment, but it was funny.
And that's all that matters.
And
as a middle child, any attention is good attention.
High five.
Maybe that was Tevin Campbell's thing. He was a middle child.
Yeah, he just wanted the attention, which I get.
Maybe he was a middle child dreaming about skiing. Oosh, oosh, oosh.
If he releases an album called Middle Child, I mean, I guess it could go either way, right? I mean, there was that whole R. Kelly thing, right?
Well, he might do an RK album. That is disgusting. You know, and you know, on top of that, I mean, why do I need to know you're pansexual too? Well, I mean, if you want to sleep with pans, I mean,
if you're fine, in the kitchenware, find that's your thing.
Yeah, you find a nice skillet and settle down somewhere in the range.
That was absolutely horrible. Bravo, sir.
Good day. Yeah, jokes aplenty.
And those are the things that those are the kinds of jokes that people don't like appreciate, right? And that's where you get hecklers at shows, and it's just like, you know, shut the fuck up and sit the fuck down. Like, do you think we paid to see you, bitch?
No, we did not.
All your drinking and fanaticism is fun in itself, but when people pay $100 a pop to come watch a venue, shut the fuck up, Karen.
That's me yelling in the background, shut the fuck up. I didn't pay to hear you.
Well, that's good for the, you know, big stadiums too. So if you go to a stand-up comedy routine, I just recently went to see Adam Sandler on this last leg of his tour. Great show, but it was a huge stadium, you meant, right?
He was old.
Oh, well, that too. But he can still perform, man. But, you know, in a big stadium, everybody's sitting down watching because you're trying to pay attention to the sound, so there's really no hecklers around there, which makes it perfect.
Oh, the hecklers.
But, I mean, it gets interesting sometimes. You know what I mean? Like, there's a bunch of videos on YouTube where like the hecklers just get served by the comic that's up there. I remember seeing a bunch, like a compilation, right? And there was like Jimmy Carr was on there. Yes. Who else?
Well,
was
don't
on?
Heckle Carr.
Oh, it was rough.
And, he is like, vicious.
He spent like 5 minutes with that dude. What's what's her name? Eliza
Schlesinger.
So, yeah.
Lindsay, yeah, I think Schlesinger. You're right.
She was in there too. She roasted the shit out of some lady that just wouldn't shut up. Some drunk lady. I saw Schumer do that.
Well, you know, comics, they sit around coming up with rebounds to hecklers all the time. They throw shit to each other back and forth, you know, behind the scene, behind stages, and they come up with their own stuff. They have their own plethora of information that they'll just rip into somebody that just won't shut up.
You stay ready, you don't have to get ready.
Damn straight.
Pretty much the premise of our whole show.
Exactly.
That's why I grease up my zipper for those good cockfights.
Zipper? That's just a suggestion.
This was Pantless Tuesday.
You know, and when's the last time you've been to like one of those Japanese grills, right? And heckled the cook. I mean, come on, let the fucker cook. If he wants to make a fucking mountain onion or steam onion popping up the choo-choo train, let the guy do it. This is what
let
he gets
me enjoy
paid
my
for.
Tabanyaki.
Yes.
Some of us dig the show.
Yeah, you know, even if you've seen it a million times and you're like a 70-year-old adult with no pants and peeing your underwears, you know, you want the show. You want them to crack the egg and throw a shrimp on your forehead.
Tell me
mouth.
More about this 70-year-old.
Well, he burned himself on the grill. But, you know, in this day and age, the hecklers are coming out more and more because they think they're on podcasts.
They're the worst.
What fucking asshole doesn't have a podcast today? You know what I mean?
The fucking asshole doesn't know how to talk on a microphone, right, Cookie?
It's like an STD. If you don't have one, get one.
You'll never know what it feels like, that burning sensation when you pee.
Yeah. It's about to be 20. It's like, what, 2022, 2023? It's the 2020s again. Like, it should be, if you don't have one, you probably will soon.
I feel like having STDs would help me through COVID, because I was like, this is nothing. Try having gonorrhea for 3.5 years and not realizing it. COVID.
Hey, man, when you got the itch.
Scratch.
You know, in this day and age, everybody's got an opinion. And I find myself wanting to voice my old age opinion around more and more. It's kind of like that screaming inner child that just wants to come out. But the difference between me and most average people out there is I'm not an asshole. Yeah, I'll go with that.
I barely believed it. I barely believed it.
I started looking around. Yeah, who's he talking to?
It's that one person out there is looking at me. You know, no, seriously, I will be in a show and, you know, I feel like I want to say something, but I know that I'm paying to watch somebody and I'll shut my lip. You know, I'll have my fun and games outside of the show when I'm talking with someone and, you know, spoof on whatever the comic said or whatever was done in the show. But I'll never do it there in the show because, you know what, those guys are professionals and they deserve our utmost attention.
That and those fucking tickets are expensive now. That's the other thing that pisses me off about the hecklers is like, bitch, do you know how much I paid for this fucking ticket? Shut your fucking mouth.
Doesn't say Karen on the top.
Right? It says somebody fucking famous, not you.
You know, the same goes for like bands that go up there. You know, more and more people are singing as loud as they can to every song and they're ripping all the fucking, you know, lyrics or the chords, you know, they're all over the fucking place and just won't shut up. You know, just, you know, shut your pie hole. Let the guy sing. Go home and sing horribly in the shower where the dog wants to rape you. That's good enough for me.
Right? Don't bring that bullshit to church.
I was just going to say that. I was like, heckling should make its way through like everything, like church,
Target. You're there for the wafers on your knees, though.
Your nephew's talent show. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to heckle all the way through. Make it your job.
Like we're good at it. Like where Peter Griffin stands up and says, I'm like at that fourth grade play, I'm very aware I'm watching a play.
Yeah. You haven't taken me out of my everyday life. Try harder.
Get used to it. You want to be on TikTok? You're going to get heckled there in the comment section.
Yeah, oh, really. That is so absurd. You just... I'm getting older and that's so upsetting for like any celebrity in general, but especially like the TikToks, like stars, if you will, the YouTubers get so upset when like you post a comment that's like negatively about them. And it's like, you're getting paid like thousands of dollars. You have millions of followers and you can't stand somebody telling you this is shit,
right?
Suck it up. Get an office job.
You literally
showed
me your butthole for a dollar more.
Yeah, come on now. What's the upcharge on that?
Usually a dollar more.
You knew that right off the top of your head. That's concerning. A what?
He asked for a friend a while back.
It's not like I have an account with 70 links. I don't know.
Guilty.
Pickle liquor 69?
Yes.
I'm into buttholes. What can I say? Don't judge me.
No one's judging.
And can you imagine those fuckers? Like you're their coworker, and you know, like you get those coworkers that sometimes you ask them, "Hey, Joe, how you doing?" And they give you their whole life story. Can you imagine like being a coworker with one of those fuckers that just
can't because I am that overshare. I'm just glad someone asked me a question. I'm like, thank you.
So the gonorrhea's
it's like free therapy.
So the gonorrhea's gotten better.
I know. Thanks. It doesn't smell when I pee as much.
But and it I sure still does like burn. Cack. I have literally told people in the professional environment, hey, how's your day? They continue on with their life story. I go, sorry, I didn't want to hear your life story. I just asking how your day went. Have a good one. I turn around and walk the other way.
Yeah, it's just a nicety. Yes. Just trying to be a good coworker.
Yeah, hey, you know, your dick's out. Zip up your zipper. No, I don't want to hear your life story of why it's out.
Exactly.
You either bring it all the way out or leave.
Not just the tip. It doesn't work here. But yeah, every day you walk through, you know, your life and you ask somebody how they're doing and they go on about, you know, prattle about, oh my God, Biden screwed us over. And oh, wow, you know, Roe v. Wade, that's being overturned. And oh my God, someone had butt sex with me. You know, I don't need to hear all, well, the last part, maybe. Yeah, maybe that one.
You have pictures?
Pics or it never happened.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I don't believe it. You're a liar. You're a known liar.
And if you do have it, it better be on fans only.
And that was funny. I did have a coworker that would come in, and he would like try to like give me the fucking lowdown on like him and his boyfriend's sex life, and I'm like, bro, I don't care. I'm like I was going through a dry spell, and I'm like, right now, fucking sex life is like my Rolls Royce. He's like, you don't have a Rolls Royce. I'm all. Exactly. So I don't want to hear about your shit. I'm like, even if it is butt stuff, I don't care. Like, fucking, I'm not getting laid. I don't want to hear about other people getting laid.
Butt stuff's the worst. That's just disgusting.
As he said with a snicker and a smile. What kind of Rolls Royce were you talking about? A Phantom?
Is it a two-seater?
I think it was one in the rear.
Is it an automatic?
I think it was manual stick shift. Three in a tree.
Manual stick shift. I think I know that guy.
And then, like, oversharing, too, I guess, limited to, like, if I could turn back time.
All right, calm down, share.
I guess the oversharing isn't exactly limited to... like personal stuff, right? It could be like comedy, right? So there was this thing where I was like, I was telling a joke, and the one dude was Jewish and he was like super down with it. The other dude was Asian. He didn't give a fuck. I worked at an accounting place, like, you know, that's like, I had like Filipinos, Jews, and Asians. I'm like, I was like the only non.
That sounds like the best setup for a joke. I feel like oversharing, because I do tend to do it. I mean, at least make it entertaining, you know, like self-deprecating, you know, like at least to put yourself out there. Like, don't just say like, oh, I hate my wife. I hate her too. She's a bitch.
I asked her for a blowjob the other day and she wouldn't give me one.
Me either.
She's a cunt. And she doesn't even know how to cook.
Mm-mm.
It's like the wife and I were happy for 19 years and then we met each other.
Yeah. Take me somewhere I've never been. I showed her the kitchen. Classic.
How much weight did you lose last week? About 352 pounds. I got divorced.
Oversharing in the relationship. Do I look fat in this? A little bit.
A lot of
Don't bit. Ask the question if you don't want an honest answer.
You were supposed to reassure me. I did. You already knew. I reassured you. You look fat in that.
I said you look fat in those pants.
Oh, this is what we're going to do today. We're going to fight.
Okay. Well, I got my 16-ounce gloves. Let's fight.
So, yeah, no, I mean, like, oversharing can be just, like, a lot of stuff, right? And so, going back to the story, right? Okay, so I tell this fucking joke, and then, you know, like, the guys are laughing, and this other Jewish dude walks over, and he's, like, older, and, you know, like, pretty... like into his religion and culture. So it had to do with the Jewish tire. And so he was like, oh, I have a great sense of humor. And like the other Jewish dude is standing behind him. And so is the Asian dude. And they're like both waving me off. And they're like, no, no, don't do it. And I'm like, all right, well, since you put it that way, have you heard about the new Jewish tire? It'll stop on a dime and pick it up. And so this guy's like face goes from to motherfucker.
That was my
as
joke.
As soon as the punch dropped.
Well, at least he didn't go into the second part of it, telling about the vulcanization of that rubber. And if you don't know what that means, do your World War II research in history.
And so he like fucking just looks at me and then proceeds to give me his opinion on fucking comedy. And it's one of those where you're like, opinions, anyone? Oh, yeah, that's right. Shut the fuck up. Like, I don't care. I'm like, I wasn't asking for your feedback on my
opinions
goddamn joke.
Opinions are like assholes. Everybody has one, and each and everyone's delicious. But not all of them are entertaining.
And some have chocolate.
Some, all have chocolate.
Oh, yeah, that reminds me of a time at work where we're doing a shift change. We had this over-ambiguously gay guy and this very lesbian woman on two different shifts. And the gay guy, he had his arm broken from a little wrestling with his boys and arguing over payment. But he loves that heavy stuff. And he started proceed to tell us his little intimate connection.
Are gay hookers next, that strict on payment?
We really are. We really are.
All right.
Well, you guys make a lot of money, right?
What was that?
You guys make a lot of money together, right? Gay people?
Yeah. Tag team. Like wrestling. Well, I mean, like
you don't have children.
At all.
Yeah. No butthole the babies.
They ruin everything.
You're telling me. I got three.
Sucker.
You're absolutely right. I think I'm swinging for the wrong team here.
You really are.
You know?
So as we're going through this whole shift change, and he's going through his stories, you know, she comes into shift with me, you know, we start talking about swimsuit models because that's what she's into. Next thing you know, I get this gay guy going, oh, that's disgusting. I'm like, no, the story pretty much you were telling me about what you guys were doing about wrestling, breaking arms, that was disgusting. And the lesbian looks at him and just goes, you know what? That's horrible talking about that stuff. And she goes, So he starts gagging, looking at the swimsuit model. Meanwhile, now I'm sitting there just getting them going. And it was all about just looking at them attack each other, which was the best pass down ever in the history that I've ever had. And that was the only time I allowed that to happen. Most of the time, I just tell them to shut the hell up. I don't want to hear your life story. But that time I let it happen because there was some argument going on.
Let it play out. I hate that. I hate that when one person will share like disgusting details, which is fine if it's entertaining, like going back to that. But then when someone else shares something and then they have the audacity to be like, oh no, that's too much. You literally had a fist in your butthole, Kevin. Relax.
Exactly.
It's going to be okay.
You know what, Cookie? You just hit a home run with that statement.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're going to share, at least allow someone else to share as well.
Damn straight. Don't you're be a sharing right.
Nazi.
Yeah, exactly. Look, Dave, sharing you, Nazi. You told me you took a shit on your boyfriend's chest. Don't fucking make a face when I told you.
After Taco Bell.
Exactly. And don't make a face when I tell you don't go in the bathroom for like a little while.
Yeah. I put an Upper Decker in there.
Right.
Yeah,
TMI, baby, TMI.
I answered the question about who number two works for.
You literally were standing there talking about docking with your boyfriend. I mean, come on. At least allow me an Upper Decker here.
Yeah.
At least the dude was funny about it. He was like, I would walk in, he would say shit like, hey, breeder, what's up?
Nice.
He laughed at the Jewish tire joke.
Which rolls into our last portion of this discussion, opinions. And as Cookie, you stated, they're like assholes, right?
All of them are delicious.
Some have extra toilet paper around the rim.
That's what how you know you they're do? Clean.
You know, you're walking down the street and someone looks at you and gives you their opinion. And you just look at them like, I never asked for that. There's no gall for that. Shut the fuck up. Go on with your life. You're not changing the world. Not unless you have a podcast like Rice and Beans podcast. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You just sound ignorant now.
Yes. Right?
And there's only one other one that's trying to carry the moniker, and it's a fucking compare and contrast show. Like, I'm like, all right.
Yeah, and they suck.
So no, I completely agree. It's just like it's been like the fucking year of the Karens or the fucking decade of the Karens. And I think that's like now creeping into fucking like every other person's mind that it's somewhat or in a little way okay to do that shit when it's absolutely not. Like, keep your fucking opinions to yourself. Like, if the other person is clearly like, I don't want to hear it. Like, you can have your opinions, but like, again, I don't make you co-sign to my bullshit. Why do I have to co-sign to yours? Like, you know, that kind of thing.
So, you know, I don't want to be misconstrued on this, but back in the 50s when people were gay, they weren't out. But that was for a different reason. They were being beat up, you know, and hung up and tortured and whatever else they were
being up to. Keep going.
It's all the good old
days. Am I getting
days.
Excited there? But nowadays, you know, when you come out, it's just like, all right, move on. On an opposite note of that, why would you voice your opinion out there to be ridiculed and then call someone out to be ridiculed? As a kid growing up, I wasn't the best looking kid. There was times where I went through stages where I did not feel good about my body, and everybody let me know that I was an ugly shithead when I was at school. Felt morally demeaning, and I went through my life, but I didn't give my opinion to other people when, if you know, I felt that way to them. You know, I just kept to myself. I made my jokes and I went on. I realized one thing when I was younger, that when you make your opinion be said, that you could hurt somebody and be detrimental to their growth. And most people don't understand that. You know, if you're going out there, you know, you're out there, you're going to get ridiculed. And if you're not strong enough to take that ridicule, then don't do it. You know, just keep it to yourself. On the opposite side of that, people should know not to be sending, you know, disparaging wording or being ridiculed towards other people, and realize that they're going to hurt somebody else's, you know, feeling or growth or whatever else, you know, they might hurt. Keep it to yourself. Shut the fuck up. Let everybody live it. Let everyone be happy. And I think we'll be a better, you know, society all together.
Snaps. So, let me get this straight. You've looked like that this whole time?
Yeah, I looked like a little drunk monkey for a while.
Holy
quite some time.
Shit, man. I thought my upbringing was hard.
Well, what type of heart are we talking about? Cock. Oh, okay. Yeah.
What kind of heart is he always talking about?
Have we just met?
Nope.
People that have known him for more than 2 minutes know what kind of heart he's always talking about.
Throbbing.
Get with the show, man. Jeez. I was going to say, I'm on the similar side of the spectrum in that, like, I was open for ridiculed. I was like somewhat flamboyant, loud, like kid. I was like, you're going to ridicule me. Like, I'm going to talk shit back. Like, if you're going to talk shit to me, I welcome it. Like the heckling, the opinion. It's like, yeah, give me your opinion. Now let me give you mine. And then that's when they shut down. And it's like, oh, you can give it, but you can't take it. You know, that's the worst.
And that was one of the skills I carried in with me to like school, and like people wanted to have a shit talking contest and go back and forth. And I'm like, bitch, do you know how much fucking practice I'm in? Like, I've literally been training all fucking summer for this shit. I'm like,
you know,
and I'm like, and this is with motherfuckers that know me, So I'm like, they can fucking pretty much bring up anything. I'm like, you're not gonna be able to bring up half the shit they can. And I'm like,
have you seen that movie White Chicks where, oh, you want to talk about mothers? And then that's like, oh,
let's do this. I was thinking more like Eminem. Yeah, talking about all your flaws before the other guy can cut you.
You know, like, I'm fat and ugly. Tell me something that I don't know, you poor, broke-ass motherfucker.
Exactly.
It was like, oh, you're fat. Oh, well, tell me something your mom doesn't like about me.
Yeah. When you finally meet your real dad, then we'll talk.
I know what it sounds like when my corduroys on the inseam go... Yeah, people just don't understand, you know, live and let live. But other people want to be so forceful about who they are and how you should see them. You know what? We just all need to be in a happy medium. Everyone shut the fuck up. Everyone be nice to each other. And you know what? We can all live together. Everybody could die in war just the same.
No, I agree with that. But it's also like we live in you get the participation badge. Like,
yeah,
I don't agree with that because, you know, like, you earn stuff. You earn that credibility. You earn being the best on the team. And it's like you can't just expect everybody to accept you. It's not going to happen. Niceties in the sense of like respect. Like, yeah, we should all respect everybody, be nice. But if like going back to your coworker was willing to throw down shit and talk about their disgusting life. But then when your other coworker wanted to talk about hers, it was like, no, like. Now you're asking for it. Now you want me to talk shit about you. Like, really? Like, you can't just give it and not be able to take it.
Yeah, like you're right. Like, it's just like one of those things where people are going to get more and more bold as the years go on, right? Hopefully that's not the case, but I mean, it could be. We had a fucking president that won on that fucking campaign, right? Of being fucking oversharing his fucking opinions that nobody asked for.
Right.
I mean,
come on, I'm thinking
it's on its way to the peak, but it hasn't peaked out yet. And I'm like, I really want to be around for when it does peak out, because that is going to be a complete shit show.
Yeah.
And if and when we're still doing this,
I'll be 70 year olds doing this. That going, God damn, it's going
to be fucking banging. I'm just epic. Saying.
That'll be our Olympics. That's what we've been preparing for.
Right. Well, I mean, on Cookie's thought, you know, participation trophies. You know, there's first place, and what's after first place?
Losers.
That's right.
A bunch of losers.
If you don't win, you're a loser. You're not second place, third place. You don't get silver and bronze. You're a loser.
Congratulations on coming in second.
Loser. But no, nobody, Billy, it's okay. You still get to go to the pizza party.
Nobody talks shit better than someone who eats ass. I'm just going to say that.
Boom, boom.
And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, we were out of time. So until next time,
I like my cookies with nuts.